Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
I think they will be done.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. Apologize if I might cough here or there, but this flu has not gone away yet. It's kind of one of the topics I want to touch on today's show. We'll do it down the road. But, you know, you look at life, and a lot of people want you to be a certain aspect. A lot of people want to ride your coattails, or, you know, they're in it for the right reason, or they want you to be more than what you truly want to be. And, I mean, there's some of us in life, like a couple of the guests on my show today, that truly prefer to be in the shadows, man. It isn't always about you. You know, life isn't always about what we do for others. It always isn't about how we help others, man. Sometimes the best things and the things you do in life are better relished in the heart than on social media or bragging about it. Because you know what? In life, if you truly help somebody without expectations, then that's what it's all about. Now, I want to welcome our brothers in arms, MF Beck, Travis Island. What's up, fellas?
What's up, Dixon? How's it going today, Don?
Honestly, I mean, since this is a real talk show, just about whatever, life's a bitch. I mean, I will straight say, you know, and I don't mean to start the show off that way to my listeners, but, you know, I'm 51 years old. I don't know if I'm complacent. I don't know what the hell I am anymore. But things have kind of aspired, and, man, I just don't want to be anything more than Don, man. And, you know, I'm taking the show to another level because it's for the fighters, and it's with intent, true intent. But why can't people just let people remain in the darkness? Why do people always got to try to push people into the limelight when it's not necessary? And I'll start with you on that effect.
I think it's more or less, you know, what's required. You can look at it a lot of different aspects. You know what I mean? Like, I prefer, you know me, dude. I prefer to be in the background. I prefer to be in the shadows. Like, but they had something else in store for me, you know? And it's almost like it's putting aside, like, our pride and, you know, what we want to do and just doing what's requested of us. That's really like the only way I could look at it right now, you know. I'd rather go disappear. You know, I'd rather be up in like some mountains in Asia somewhere, dude, and just fucking renounce the world. I'm sick of it. Like, I'm losing faith in humanity. And but it's pulled into a role that we're not necessarily like. We may not believe we're ready for it, or even if we deserve it. But if fate in the world seems that that's what we're needed for, then you know, so be it.
I kind of feel you there, you know. It sounds funny, bro, because I never thought these words would ever freaking come out of my mouth. But I was on the phone with my publicist. This is so pathetic. And, you know, I was kind of trying to explain that, yeah, I want to be Don McGuire, but I don't want to be anything more. And people just don't get it, man. And it kind of needs, you know, brings me to my next part of where I want to go on this show is you look at Oprah Winfrey. When it first came out, I laughed my ass off about it, you know, about her wanting to run for president. But now she's serious. And, bro, where does celebrity status, we kind of touched on this last week, but where does celebrity status entitle you in the eyes of the public to run for such a prestigious office? And then you look at the other aspect as an individual in Oprah. Where does she feel that she's acclaimed or acquired the knowledge to run a company? What the hell is wrong with this situation, my friends?
I mean, honestly, man, it's the system. You know, we are in this country, we have a popularity contest to determine who gets to have all of the nukes in the world. You know, and for the first time a few years ago, we saw an actual popular person run in this popularity contest, and he won. You know, we need to change the system. We need to not have one monkey in control of all the nukes. You know, it's absolutely terrible. In my personal opinion, you know, we need a panel of the wisest and smartest people from every division, from education to healthcare to engineering to science, for God's sake, a huge emphasis on science. You know, and we have to restructure the system to where it's not whoever's the most popular person on YouTube gets to control all of the nukes in the world. You know, it's incredibly stupid. And, you know, 150 years ago, completely different system, because we didn't have even a telephone to contact your senator. You know, we need to adapt to the times that we're living in. If you can bank on the phone and you can control all of the world's resources from an app on Wells Fargo, why can't there be a United States government app where everybody can vote on everything, where we can have a real-time live update of all this, where we don't have to have two parties, you know? It's a ridiculous, broken, and antiquated system, and it needs to be updated.
Well, you know, I agree with you, but let's not take too much of a jump into it. You know, let's look back at the origin of the question. You know, you've kind of answered it, but you look at, I mean, fuck, honestly, the way I'm looking at this, and I'm 51 years old, so this is a joke to me. Why not have, you know, Bon Jovi or Elton John or, you know, who the hell ever? Let them be president.
The other one who was talking about it was The Rock and Tom Hanks. They're going to make a big push in 2020. I mean, shit.
Well,
The Rock
so
and Tom Hanks.
Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, this is the future of the country. I mean, this is an aspect that I, as the elder person on the show, take very serious. So when I look at the scenario that is truly unfolding before our eyes, not only, I mean, this is hard because I'm a true-blooded American. I was actually here before this place. Well, my ancestors were actually here before this was even America. You know, and it's like I'm deeply rooted in the political system. I believe in certain aspects, not all aspects. But this is, I mean, our country cannot become a mockery. We're going to be a joke to the entire world if Oprah Winfrey becomes president. So when you look at it in that aspect, I mean, is there a way to fix this system, MF Beck?
Man, I think it's just like what I said last week. You know, instead of looking at who it is getting elected, look at why the fact that the American people actually feel like that's the best decision, or if even that, like, if that's the best option, dude. Like, it's fucking crazy. You know, Oprah wants to run. Okay, a couple years ago, people were demonizing the whole fact on somebody that's not a politician that didn't know how the shit should be ran and blah, 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 gets in. Now those same people with their weak-ass convictions, now we're like, oh, well, now we got to get this person in there. Just why? Because no other reasons, no other facts, excuse me, no other type of, like, argument that they can present outside of the fact of, no, it's just not him. You know, now we're bringing celebrities into it because these celebrities are like the new, like, aristocrats, if you really think about it. They're bought, they're paid off, they do the government's dirty work for them by fucking putting these ideas and silly thoughts in people's heads, distractions, whatever it is. That's what they get paid to do. They are professional distractors. And now they're going to actually put them in politics and somebody's going to be behind them pulling the fucking strings. You know, but it is crazy, like what you said, like the fact that this country could be a laughing stock for it. Yeah, I mean, Trump's out there doing whatever he's doing. You know, I feel I would like to see some kind of tangible evidence that shit's actually getting better outside of what this news station says or what this news station says, you know. But ultimately, dude, like, I think it's far, far deeper than just, like, some silly celebrity trying to run this country. You know, I mean, the fact that the people actually think it's okay is a little bit more alarming to me.
Yeah, that's the part that gets me. And I'm sorry, I'm a Ronald Reagan man. If people can hate me all they want, I don't give two shits. But the thing about, and they could even come back at me, because the reason I bring this up is people can come back at me and say, well, you spouted about Ronald Reagan many times in the past. He was a celebrity. Yeah, but look at Ronald Reagan, the man. And I'm not taking away from anything else, but I don't even want to give this rhetoric that much more time. You know, let's just smooth the hell on to something else, because this is teeing me off. You know, we touched on it last week. We're going to touch on it this week. You know, the mass school shooting, you know, for once, I was pleased to see some, not many, but some news networks come out with the truth, you know, and say there hasn't been 18 school shootings. There's been 3. You know, the government and certain aspects of communities, state, all genres in between, you know, want to play this fear-mongering, this tactic, you know, to get people to hate guns. You know what? First and foremost, if you compare it to people that were ran over by cars, or if you compare it to people in other scenarios, it's not a person killing. I mean, it's a person killing somebody. It's not a gun killing somebody. So when you look at all the objectives and you look at the blame they put on the kids, I mean, I don't know, man. This just kind of confuses me. I kind of lost my train of thought, to be honest with you. But you guys get where I'm going. What's your takeaway on, you know, the whole thought process, the parents not wanting him, you know, saying he slipped through the system?
Well, you know, first things first, everybody knows the government pays the media to do their job and project, you know, whatever image they want them to see. We all know that, you know. But, yeah, it's like you and I have had this talk numerous times off the radio show, dude. There's no accountability with people. Like, parents aren't held accountable. Kids aren't held accountable. Society's not held accountable. You know, think about, like, the music, the media, video games, all this shit projects violence. And these kids, you know, by the time they're 3 years old, have seen how much of it. And we wonder why they grow up, you know, thinking crazy thoughts. And next thing you know, they're on antipsychotics because for some reason they feel depressed because society tells them that they have to be depressed because they don't have all this money or this social status or, you know, this fame, this fortune, whatever, to be happy. So it's automatically setting these kids up to be in like a, what would you say, more like a limbo state of mind. You know, as they grow, they're still trying to identify with, like, who they are, like, find out, like, self-identity. But then it's like you're growing up in a world to where these kids are treated as adults, but their minds aren't developed to, you know, think like adults. It's, I don't know, it's contradictive in my opinion. But you look at society, dude, it's all for the certain people want control. And if people start thinking for themselves, then that's when things go bad for them. You know, like Travis said, they taught the peasants to read. And now the peasants can read and talk amongst each other all over the world in a matter of seconds.
You know, that's the internet, the greatest invention ever, but also the one with the greatest demise. You know, it's crazy. I don't really understand it in a lot of aspects, man.
It's kind of the same thing as guns. You know, it's all about how you use them. And you can either use the internet to, you know, spread Nazi propaganda and Holocaust denial, or you can use the internet to learn how to unclog your toilet and how to build a fucking blacksmith forge. You know, it's the same with guns. It's the same with knives. They're all tools, and it depends on how you use them. We need to address the mental health problem in this country, and we need to address the fact that one of these school shootings has never happened unless that kid has been on or withdrawing from psychotropic drugs.
Yeah, it's just it's a jacked up situation. You know, the show that I got this weekend, you know, kind of breaks the stereotypical barrier. I got Mikey D'Angelo of Cash Money coming on, and the reason he's coming on the show isn't about what he does on stage, isn't about what's on a CD or in your MP3. He's coming on because there was a young man that was gunned down for $200 pair of Jordans, and his parents couldn't afford to pay for his funeral. And, you know, they thought Michael Jordan was going to step up, but the situation didn't occur. So Mikey D'Angelo called all the Cash Money together to make something happen, put on this event, and paid for this kid's funeral, the casket, took care of everything. And, you know, sometimes life is jacked up because we are judgmental. We read a book by its cover. So when you look at Mikey D'Angelo, you see a thug. But what you don't see is the heart that's behind that. I mean, so really it's a 50-50. It's a fucked up situation, you know, because here you got people that stereotype, you know, people in hip hop and rap. And yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say that a lot of them aren't like that. But Mikey D'Angelo ain't. And, you know, when you hear stories like superstars like that, giving back to the community, doing things, you know, with intent and not wanting any fame from them. You know, MF, you're the deep one here. What do you take away from seeing that aspect of hip-hop being so real?
I think it's the people, man. You know, it's not just in music. There's people everywhere that are real and try to do the right thing. You know, but society doesn't care about that. Society's not going to pay any attention to it. Like, the only thing that people want to see is your failures. They want to see some kind of tragedy. You know, like, look at great analogy I heard the other day. Why do people watch NASCAR? Not to watch motherfuckers turn left. I'm trying to see somebody get into a crash. You know what I mean? I'm trying to see some, like, morbid shit. But that's our nature, and it's weird that, like, we're all brought up in that fact. And then another stranger thing to look at, which nobody really seems to pay attention to in my eyes, you said a pair of Jordans, right? Michael Jordan himself has money invested in the prison system. Now, he actually has money invested into the prison system. And these kids are killing themselves and going to jail over a pair of Jordans. And it's like, do you really think he cares about you? It's like, do you really think he cares? No. And he has said at one point in time that his shoes weren't designed for kids in the inner cities because they probably weren't going to be able to afford them. You know, so it's like just looking at shit like that, it shows you how fucked it really is. These kids idolize Jordan. Everybody buys Jordans, but nobody really pays attention to the fact that he has money invested in the prison system. And he knows that you guys are going to go out there, and I'm not saying you guys, is anybody else, like, whatever. You know, you get where I'm going. But he knows that people are going to go to jail for his shoes, and he's going to make money off of the shoes and them going to jail for the shoes. Now, if that ain't, you know, the system, I don't know what it is, because this guy's a fucking hero, right? But you don't give a shit these kids are going to jail.
That's one thing.
And then you get the motherfuckers, that are like your boys over there at Cash Money, like people that are doing the right thing, but it'll never be shown to the younger eyes to be able to see. You know, it's sometimes it's better to watch somebody's back as you're growing up. You know, like you watch how they live rather than what people are telling you what to do. You're seeing how to do the right thing by watching somebody do the right thing. You know, not on social media, not on anything else. It's like the people that are really there living it are going to be able to feel it, and that's going to be how it changes. You know, and as long as there's good people, dude, there's always hope. I mean, fuck, it's dwindling.
Yeah. You know, bro, why do you think I created the show? I mean,
piss people off.
Yeah. You know, well, I have. You know, I'm just not just talking about this show, but every show that I do. You know, it was about giving back, you know, to the people that helped me, made me, the people that stabbed me in my back, because you know what, they made me stronger. It was my way of giving back to a business that I love so much. But I found myself not satisfied with just that. You know, I started doing BJJ, bodybuilders, music. You know, certain aspects of my life that I partook in, but I guess you could say I greatly forgot when it came time to give back. And so I finally diversified myself, and I found the show growing in a unique culture, in a unique way. It was like something that I never fathomed, and still to this day I pinch myself because, you know, it just truly humbles me. But to have a fighter, or any guest for that matter, you know, just say thank you. You know, for the first time I got to do an interview and feel like I got to share myself. Or then you got like Daniel Cormier, you know, that had to get something off his chest and shared it. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just showing that real means something in life. And that's what I see you and MF, and that's what I see in Travis. We've never met face to face. This show is all based off of trust. Nah, on the real, nigga.
I know, motherfucker. I'm trying to ease the tension, baby. Gonna get me emotional over here, so I can't allow that to happen.
Oh man, don't even go that route. But we haven't. I mean, we've never met face to face, and I put absolute trust and faith in you. If we can be that way, if we can be the Rosa Parks of our lifetime, why can't others?
Man, I think it's, you know, I'll speak just on myself right here because it's kind of a personal thing. I talk about with my old man all the time. You know, he don't trust nobody, and I told him that's just not a way I want to live life. And he's like, well, you know, aren't you afraid that these people are going to, you know, screw you over, something bad is going to happen? I'm like, yeah, I think about it, you know, but at the same time, like, it may be a little fearful to trust people, but I can't live my life, you know, going through where I'm not going to trust anybody. So, you know, then, like, you and I wouldn't have met, like, Travis and I wouldn't have met, like, these things wouldn't have happened, dude. Like, I'm not going to live my life in fear just for the sake of my own emotions or feelings, you know, like, I'm going to trust people until they give me a reason not to. And majority of the time that happens fast, you know, sooner than later. But, dude, people appreciate real, you know. I say it all the time, dude, we smell our own kind. And that's how it goes. You can tell just by having conversations with people. You know, you can tell a lot more about what they don't say than what they do say. And the conversations we have, I think, you know, far more is spoken in between the words than the words themselves.
Yeah, and you know, with me, sometimes I'm mistaken because, honestly, I generally don't talk to people. I mean, I don't. I'm just going to be
honest.
You're
a grumpy ass old man. But of course you don't.
Well, and sometimes I ask a question or you know, phrase a term in like a third party. And it's just because I honestly don't know. I mean, I see what people, you know, post or tell me about the show. But it's just the real factor is what I was getting at. And, you know, it's a trip. Because, I mean,
isn't that like the Kruger effect? Isn't that what that's called? It's where it's like the smart people don't think they are, and the people that are dumb think they're smart. You know, it's like you kind of downplay yourself a little bit as we all, but you know, life had a greater role for all of us. It seems.
It's when you reach a certain level of intelligence that you realize that you don't know shit, and then you get the other side of the coin where it's like you get most dumb people. Part of the thing about being dumb is you don't realize that you're fucking dumb. And that's incredibly dangerous.
But everybody else does. It's painful.
Oh, dude. Oh, Travis had to go there.
Let's change
the subject, man. Let's move somewhere else, man. You know,
we can go wherever you want, dog.
Oh, especially today. I'm damned out, so I really don't care. But, you know, I don't know, man. I've been grumpy about fucking life lately, since you want to call me a grumpy old man. It's just all the things that are happening. Bruh. Yeah, I do. But, you know what? Fuck it. Let's talk about that. I don't have a problem sharing my aspect in that because, you know what? If I didn't, I'd be dead. And when I was on X amount of methadone, X amount of Demerol, and clozapine and all this because the doctor said I had to be on that, I got off all that shit and quit all that shit and became Don again. And unless you walk in those shoes, you don't know how much medicine I was getting. So it was a lot, you know, 120 milligram morphine tablets once a day. You know, plus I think 180 milligrams of methadone on top of everything else. And it was like, man, I'll be honest with you, I smoked weed. And they told me I was never going to be, you know, where I'm at now with weight after all the issues I had. I'm up to 168 pounds. And, dude, I'm firmly for it. I think it should just be legal nationwide. I don't understand the problem. What's your thoughts?
Man, I you know, we said on this program time and time again, you just got to follow the science, man.
And follow the money.
You know, and exactly. When you see companies like, I believe it was last electoral term in Arizona, the company that creates fentanyl, which is, you know, 80 times stronger than Oxy or whatever it is, it's killing all kinds of untold amounts of people, spends something like $100 million just in Arizona to try and keep marijuana illegal. You know, it's all a system of follow the money, but it's getting to the point now where you're seeing, you know, kind of across the world, you know, the science is becoming undeniable. And it's one of those things that the effects of it are so much more beneficial than alcohol in terms of the fact that it makes you more sensitive and more mellow. And, you know, that's what we need for society, is everyone to be a little bit less stressed out, a little bit less anxiety, a little bit less in pain, and it doesn't have the impulsivity of alcohol. You know, so I've said it time and time again, I personally think that all drugs should be legal. Yes, I said all, everything. If you want to stay in your house by yourself with no children around and do meth, you know what? You're a fucking adult. You should be able to do that if you're not harming anybody else. We need to move away from the over-legislation and regulating everything. And if we're truly living in this country that I thought it was, America, where you can be free and do whatever you want, then in that case you have to be free to collect rainwater, to grow whatever plants you want to grow, and you should be free to do whatever you want as long as it doesn't harm or affect anybody else around you. You know, it's that simple, and we've gotten away from that simple idea that America was founded on.
You know, I agree and I disagree. I think, and this is probably going to be our first time we truly agree to disagree. I'm a firm believer, as long as it's not man-made as far as, you know, that aspect of it. But, you know, I'm cool with the marijuana and all that. But as far as everything, I mean, I'm not so sure I agree with that. You know, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. But the only reason I state that is because I've seen the harsh effects of certain drugs. And, I truly wouldn't want that on anybody. But, you know, when you look at the whole thing, the whole broken problem, like you kind of said earlier, was it's the pharmaceutical corporation. It's that money trail. You know, it's those people that are making the money that are fighting it for, you know, becoming something that is so promising. But I think some, like you said, are seeing the light. You know, I'll be honest with you. You know, this whole week has just been a fucking mind-blowing thing. I don't know, man. I even had thoughts of stepping away from all of this. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, it's like I'm really off topic. So if you all want to come up with a topic, I know it's my job to ask the question, but what's on the top of your minds, man?
I'm going to reiterate on what you two were just talking about right there, because I kind of see where both of you guys are coming from. Like, I believe in freedom of choice. And choices, you know, you have the right to make those choices, but you're not free of the consequences of those choices. You know, as far as on the drugs, like, I disagree with Travis. I don't think that any type of man-made substance should be accessible to people. I mean, granted, but it's like, it's a slippery slope with that one, because you would say, like, okay, well, man-made substances, any type of drug, this and this and this, you know, but then you get the ones that actually do well. So it's like, how do you differentiate the two? One could do well, but, you know, abused, it could be something bad. It's like a tool. You know, but at the same time, it's a fucking drug that's put on people, and it's rather than them trying to naturally cure themselves, there's some kind of drug that's going to help them forget, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, here's your happy pill. Forget about life for a couple of days, and you're going to keep coming back, and you keep going back. It's like putting alcohol, you know what I mean? People drink alcohol to escape their problems. We all fucking know that. Or to escape their fucking monotonous-ass lives, and, you know, biggest worry about the fucking... Their biggest worry in general is where they're going to go get fucked up over the weekend, or what show they're going to watch when they get home from fucking work. Like, there's no way to live, dude. But then you look at it like, people don't learn anymore. They don't want to learn anymore. They don't want to grow. They're complacent with being in their little cozy little bubbles, you know, their little safe spaces or whatever it is, and nobody wants to do anything. And you said the fucking light, dude. And like, I talk with Travis about this all the time. I think I'm fucking going crazy, but part of me actually, like, doesn't really think I'm going crazy, because certain things are happening to me and in my brain right now that I can't really explain. I'm not going to go over it on the radio, but, like, Travis can kind of explain it a little bit easier without going into detail about it, but it's like certain things are happening in my brain right now that haven't happened before. It's like what do you say, like receptors are connected?
Yes.
You mind jumping in on this one real quick?
I mean, what I've noticed, at least just to speak on this as far as we've gone, is, you know, over the past, I'd say, probably about 2 years, very heavy. You know, I've noticed personally MF has gotten into and started doing a lot of things that he hasn't done before. Reading a lot of books, you know, training new weapons, and most recently now learning Japanese. And in the, you know, 3 months maybe it's been that you've been working Japanese, I mean, the man is fucking good, and he's picking it up quickly. You know, and I think it's one of those things that they always say that, you know, like learning a new language is to literally fight off Alzheimer's. It's bicep curls for your brain, you know. And so I've just noticed, you know, being a student of his and seeing the extremely fast way that he's able to learn things, man, it's like once you start learning things, and like we've talked about it before, once you learn how to learn, learning another thing becomes easier and easier and easier the more you do it. So we're you know, he's seeing all of these kind of outside benefits from doing things like learning Japanese and training the nunchucks in the bow staff that's affecting, you know, all these other areas in life that you would never think would apply to. So, you know, that just it kind of goes along with, you know, what we've been saying about you got to learn how to learn.
What about the soap in the fingers thing?
Yeah, they like
synesthesia. Craziest fucking shit, dude. It's happened like 3 times, right? Like, I was in the shower, fucking boom, washing my hair. Next thing you know, I get like a fucking big ass taste of soap in my mouth. I mean, like horrendous, like, you know, your mom put soap in your mouth and shit when you were cussing when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I didn't really think anything of it. I figured maybe some dripped in my mouth, like whatever. I wasn't really thinking about it. A couple of days later, Travis and I were getting ready to work out. I did some pre-workout. Hadn't touched this shit. Hadn't fucking drank it. Nothing like that. Got a little bit on my hand, and next thing you know, I'm fucking tasting it in my mouth. And it's happened another time where it's like I'm just touching something and I can damn near fucking taste it just by touching it, and it's kind of freaking me out.
That's different.
Bro, you're telling me about it, you know, because, you know, I'm logical, dude, so I'm like, am I going fucking crazy or is this, like, shit really, like, possible? And, like, Travis is way more of the scientist than I am. I'm more of, like, a mental guy.
Yeah, but it's actually a thing called synesthesia, which, I mean, it's something that some people are bored with, and a lot of people get it with the thing, like, you hear people, you know, they can see music or, you know, see colors and hear different, but it's a crossing of where the neurons in your brain are actually connecting to further than they should. Essentially, the neurons keep connecting and keep connecting to different parts of your brains where it connects your senses in a way that, you know, doesn't normally happen. I mean, I guess kind of to try and make sense of this and bring this all back around to a coherent thought, you know, there's a man named Wim Hof who I've talked about on this podcast, you know, over and over again. And he's proven that cold literally does not affect humans if you know particular breathing techniques and you know how to hyperoxygenate yourself. You know, and he's done it by, the man has climbed Everest in his fucking shorts with no oxygen. And he takes up groups of people to climb Mount Kilimanjaro and all these places with no oxygen in their shorts. And nobody gets frostbite, and nobody gets, you know, oxygen deprivation or elevation sickness. And it's all because he's discovered that there's a particular way to breathe that literally protects your body from all these different things, you know. So it's one of those things where, like we talk about every day, conversation is a lost art. But what other skills are there that people might possess that people are simply losing because they're so out of touch with their own bodies? They're so out of touch with their physical nature, with their own mind, with their thoughts.
Technology is dumbing people down, you know what I mean? They're making things easy. People learn, they lose the ability to learn because things are done for them. Something's always going to come save them.
You know, I can't say that I've ever experienced anything like that, but I will go to a certain extent to say that I always thought I was different in a lot of ways because my thought processes. I hope you guys can understand where I'm going with this.
Amen.
You know, I don't know, ever since I was young, I've always been able to equate things. I've always been able to figure things out. Whatever I did, I always excelled at. But more than that, I always Like when you do a show, well, look, I've done radio shows for 12, 13 years. Today's probably the first time I ever was at a loss for words. But, you know, I never write down a question. All these things go through my head constantly about life, about thoughts, about, and I've never been able to slow it down. I've never been able to control it. You know, I've always thought I was just that geeky dude, that nerd, and I never told anybody what I physically went through because, I mean, I'll be honest with you, it takes a toll on you when your mind runs 1,000 miles an hour constantly. So, I mean, I never experienced what you had, MF, but I know that
when I
do major shows, I don't write down nothing. I never, dude, I can interview a person and never knew nothing about them and you wouldn't know it. You know, it's just because it's from my heart, but it's just a thought that's perpetuated in my mind as I speak, if you get what I'm saying.
It's a gift, bro. You know, we're all given a set of gifts. You know, just sometimes those gifts aren't what we want them to be, so we neglect them or don't pay attention to them. You know, it's like, we talked about it before today. Like, everybody gets blessings, but I've seen more blessings squandered than I've seen people not get them. You know, so I've seen people that suck at one thing and they're phenomenal at something else, but they don't like doing the thing that they're phenomenal at. It's real fucking strange. You know, even myself, in Travis, like, we're all good at doing certain things, but it's like 6 years ago, if you would have talked to me, I would have just been like, no, nope, yeah, you're crazy. This shit ain't going to happen. You know, like, kind of like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, why would anybody want to talk to me? You know? But it's life. You know, you were given a gift and a blessing, and it's like, fate seems, what would you say? Fate wants you to rise up. You know, now it's to rise to your potential, even though that potential is higher than where you wanted it to be. You know, you're already a great dude, man. You know, but now it's like, the gift that you've been given is something that I've never encountered it with anybody. Nobody can engage me in a conversation like that. You know, especially not somebody I've met face-to-face before. It's wild, dude. Like, what you do with people, like, I've never seen it in anybody else.
Yeah, but see, I mean, that's where people mistake me, because that's not really what I don't even, I don't know, man. It's weird. It's pure with intent, I guess is the best way to say it. Like one of my sponsors, been my sponsor for 15 years, pays the bills, but yet we've never met face to face, and this man sends me thousands of dollars. It's like, but you know, that I guess the thought process, the learning process, how the brain fires is unique. But I kind of want to change the subject for a little bit. You know, you look at, I was watching this video the other day, and this one's right up your alley, Travis. You know, they created this actual living, moving, whatever, woman robotic sex toy. You could teach it. It learns. Yeah. Oh, MF, you're killing me. It's technology at its greatest, man.
Fresh off the grill. We got sex bots. Wait a minute, that shit in an anime now?
Oh, snap. Travis, I gotta see him up. You made me lose my train of thought. But, you know, when you look at technology, that's how far
you brought
up
sex bots, motherfucker, not me.
You know, Travis, when you look at technology and how far it's advanced, how much appreciation do you have for that?
I mean, you know, I'm a huge science buff, and I keep on par with, you know, all of the latest technology. So, I mean, it's safe to say that I'm pretty well versed in sex bots. With that being said, you know, you're seeing the advancement of technology so fast, it's in your pocket, and these things are coming, you know. I think we had discussed it just a few weeks ago, Don, if you saw the DARPA robot that can do a backflip.
Yeah, I think I saw that. I do so many shows, to be
honest. You know, and that's what I'm most fascinated by, is you're seeing this stuff nowadays,
and you're seeing the baby steps to it. You know, you're seeing the iPhone 1. You're seeing that old piece of shit Nokia fucking brick phone that used to come in a goddamn suitcase. You know, but look at how fast it progresses. And you're talking about 10 or 20 years from now, you know, what is it going to do to society when we no longer need, you know, things like an actual girlfriend, where you can just download the software for Lucy Liu or Halle Berry and download it into your, you know, robot and get it custom made to your liking. You know, on top of that, I mean, I think we had talked about this a while ago, but they have came up with an artificial womb that they can take and they can grow a lamb, a baby lamb in this artificial womb outside of the mother. It is literally, it's a bag that is filled up with, you know, some kind of what they call embryonic fluid, and it's got a little pump on it that keeps it the right temperature and shit. But, I mean, you know, technology is one of those things that's so unpredictable, and just like everything, it's a tool. And you can see these tools, you know, going the wrong way for humanity very, very easily. And at the same time, they can also be the greatest things ever, but it depends on how we use them. And just to kind of bring it all the way back around, I think that's why, you know, education for our children and teaching them to be good people and teaching them morals and teaching them about the real world, you know, and, you know, it's cliche to say that the children are the future, but the children are going to have access to unseen amounts of power literally in their pockets here very, very, very quickly. You know, and everyone wants to talk about gun control. What about the fact when they put a fucking laser on your iPhone and now you can blast a hole through a fucking mountain? You know, it's coming, and it's not unreasonable to think about. So it's all about how we got to educate the future generations, you know. We have to come to a consensus on where we want to take the future of this country and, you know, of humanity even. Not just this country, but the whole world.
Yeah. You know, and that's, oh, you had me dying, bro. And, oh, that, I don't know, that's funny that we went that direction. I wasn't meaning, yeah, I was. I was giving you a low blow.
Yeah, I thought it was quite fitting.
But, you know, the thing of it is just you come up with a very articulated answer off a humorous question. The fact that, yeah, I mean, as far as the artificial women are concerned, you know, it's going to take away a certain aspect of that in life. And, you know, it's like, where I see, I don't see a very bright future. I mean, you're right. I have to agree with you. I think everything is on the downslide, because you take away a real girlfriend or boyfriend, and then you add on top of that, and I'm not being disrespectful, but you add homosexuality on top of that, and where are the children coming from? Where's the future going to be coming from if it's basically going to be replaced? You know, it's kind of strange to look at things that way. I mean, it's a little way out there still, but it's still a fact that it's going to happen. You know, so when you look at society, it's just kind of crazy. You know, guys, I apologize for today. I, like I said, I took a huge dab. I kind of got a little tongue-tied. Kind of lost out there.
I never apologize for that, dog.
Right, I hear you. I apologize for such a blasphemous tone.
But it was just like, usually I do, but it's like, man, today was just righteous. But, you know, we all came together on, yeah, it was righteous. I ain't going to lie, it's my show and I'll fucking say what I want.
Shit, I'm throwing the bum right now. What you talking about? There ain't been one show we've done where we ain't been smoking the whole time.
Right? Anything on this end? So every show I have, and I remember 611 interviews last year. And still
right.
Kicking. You know, I just, today's show kind of went all over the place. It was kind of different. You know, kind of different, tons of variables. But you know, it's kind of weird.
Who
because,
else could do that but you? Who else could do that but you? Real shit. Think about it.
But
who else could really fucking cover that many topics? Yeah, motherfucker. That's what I'm saying. You got your shit on lock. Something serious.
But hey, whatever, bro. It's like,
take the damn compliment.
All right, I appreciate it. But
thank you.
Can I finish? It's just like, well, I mean, though, it truly is like a phone call between friends and just, you know, people are listening. And that kind of makes it weird, but it's a good thing. It's truly a good thing. You know, and because, like I said, I never met you guys. So, you know, it's unique for me to be able to open up to people like that, too. But, you know, we cover a lot of
masquerade. Down here, right?
First week of April, actually.
You'll have something pretty rolled up for you.
Yeah, the first week of April, I think I'm landing in SAC, and then they're coming from San Jose to pick me up. But I got a few days in SAC, and then I have to go like to AKA Body Shop, and then have meetings, and then at the end of this thing, we're supposed to go on some deep sea fishing trip off the coast down by Catalina.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
So it might be pretty cool. It's the first time I've actually ever just really just go out to let loose and do something and actually have fun for once, you know. And then right after that, I get to go to the East Coast and have a blast up there. So things are looking pretty good, you know. But like I said, you know, we talk about a vast array of things on this show. And if you're still listening, which I hope you are, you know, life is just an experience. Everybody has their own opinion. Everybody has their own thoughts. And this show, take it for what it's worth, you know, but we truly are just people expressing how we think of society and how we look at things and where we think life is going. And we touch on other realms, you know, sport, things of this nature, but it's a diverse show about just people coming together and being able to share their thoughts, their opinions without argument or anger or anything of that magnitude. So that's what I truly take away from the show, guys. It's nice to have people that you've never met before, but that you can come together each week, talk about some of the craziest shit in life, politics, whatever, and be able to agree and disagree, but still walk away friends. Why can't life be like that?
You know, I like I said, I think that this is kind of a lost art, you know. There's so many people today, you know, you see it in colleges, where everybody wants to shut down discussion, you know. Don't let that guy talk at the school. That guy's a Nazi, you know. This guy's a this or that. But that idea is so destructive for society, you know. We need to have open forum on television where the smartest minds get together and they do discuss all of these things. They discuss everything fucked up. They discuss transgenderism and racism and Nazism and Marxism, you know. We need a public forum where the best minds in this country can discuss these ideas, because that's the only way that you ever make any progress, you know. I mean, you know, we make a light of this podcast, you know, and it really isn't shit in terms of we're just having a conversation. And, you know, I can speak for myself, and I don't have any accolades. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an engineer, you know, but yet people have been so dialed down in society and in PC culture that people are afraid to have a conversation where they might be wrong. And people are so married to their ideas that they won't even allow the other side to speak and get their ideas out on the table so we can have a rational discussion about them, you know? And that's, I think, why people are so attracted to these podcasts, because it's the only thing you're getting where it's just three guys sitting around smoking and talking about their honest ideas about things. You don't ever get that if you're going through a network, you know? NBC is never going to let us have this conversation, and there's going to be four people on the panel in a seven-minute interview where nobody can say shit or discuss anything. You know, it's a travesty that we don't have an open access, on televised forum where we can have discussions about every single one of these PC ideas, Islamophobia, and get to the actual, unbiased, objective reality about all of these things without, you know, the trigger warnings and without everyone shutting down and just being like, oh, you're a fucking racist. Now I can't talk to you. You're a racist. You're a Nazi. I'm not going to listen to any of your ideas.
Yeah. You know, It's kind of crazy. I mean, you look at what you said, and you could tell it towards the internet. And, you know, the people want to say, oh, only certain news is spewed on CNN or certain news is put on Fox or whatever it may be. But you look at the internet, it's controlled. It's a controlled environment. It's something that they only allow you to see what they feel you should see. You know, I'm surprised certain aspects do get out there, but they shut them down quickly. You know, I look at this world nowadays compared to when I was a kid before the internet. And, you know, I hate to use the word communistic, but a lot of the traits in society and politics nowadays are communistic in certain aspects to me. I mean, we're government controlled, we're government ran. Now the government's trying to control what we see and, you know, hear. And, you know, that takes away freedom of speech in certain aspects. And I don't like the way it's going, man. So I'm honored each week that we get this opportunity to come on here and share our thoughts. It truly means a lot because it allows me to step away from the monotony of what I do all week long. You know, each show is, you know, different, and today's especially true to that form. But we're going to jump to MFX for MFX Random Thought of the Week, and we're going to jump the hell out of here.
Shit, actually, it was good timing. We had a youngster come into the gym yesterday. I think he was, what, like
11?
He was 11 years old, right? Because I trained this doctor before, and she referred this kid because he wanted to get into entrepreneurship, and, you know, he wanted to get into fitness and everything else. And this kid's 11 years old. He shows up, and he's been doing gymnastics for 9 years. And I was like, dude, I'm like, you're already, you know, steps and volumes ahead of kids your age. I'm like, you've been doing something for 9 years. I know grown adults that haven't been able to do something for 9 years without quitting or giving up. You know, and he came in with the drive to do something different. And then throughout everything, you know, like, I'm already impressed with how this kid's taking notes. I'm like, he's fucking 11 years old, and he's taking notes. Like, legit college notes. He had prepared questions. Like, everything was on point. I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, this kid is amazing. Right? But then come to find out, he had said, he's like, yeah, well, my parents don't let me go on social media. And I looked at dad. I was like, you, sir. I'm like, you got it. You figured it the fuck out. Yeah. Keep that kid away from these distractions, and he just learns, and he's busy. And I'm like, I saw an 11-year-old kid, you know, with a drive to be an entrepreneur. And then I got my other little youngster that, you know, I literally put him through the worst god-awful shit that I could put through, because I see in him that he's tough and that he wants to push forward, but there's something that's holding him back, you know. So it's like, I see these little signs of hope with youngsters, dude, but ultimately, both of them, like, their parents are fully involved in their lives, and social media does not play a huge role, if any role at all, dude. So it's like, if that's the answer, get rid of fucking social media. Get rid of it all. Get rid of it fucking all. Let people go on the internet and research and see the shit that they want to research and see and read the articles they want to see. But take away all social media, then these, you know, the, like when we talk about the Instagram people, you pay to be a celebrity. It gets rid of all that. It gets rid of all this bickering and arguing toward people actually have to come face-to-face to actually agree or disagree. And you and I both know that, Don. It's like 90% of people don't have the cojones to do that. So if we eliminate all social media, we eliminate the problem. Or at least a good chunk of the problem, or maybe start to add to a remedy. You know what I mean? It may not be like the ultimate fix, but it could definitely help out. And I've seen these two kids are fucking proof.
Yeah, you know, I got to give you an amen to that, because, man, I do something I'm not bragging. I just want people to know that what MF is saying is so factual. I mean, but then you look at the people that pay to be superstars on the internet, but people don't want to think about the kids that commit suicide because they go on there and they post or they do whatever, and they get no likes, they get no followers, and it makes them feel even more depressed in life than what they actually are, and we end up losing some of them children. So I go through, and bro, sometimes if I know the person, I don't, whatever, I see a post with no likes, I like it. You know, I go to people that like my stuff, I go to their pages, and I'll just like their shit. Because I don't want people to feel less important in life. And I think that's what certain aspects of internet privilege have done. And am I wrong in that justification?
Not at all, dude. We Travis and I talk about that all the time because we don't really go on Facebook because the algorithm, you already know, like, my little tips that I have with Facebook. But as far as, like, Instagram, dude, like, we follow a ton more people than follow us. And, I'll go down there. I don't even know, like, 80% of these people on here, right? But I'll see something like, hell yeah, support, support, support. I feel you. Fuck yeah, get down with your bad self. You know what I mean? Because you never know. It's like these people, like, they got brought up in a world with an impossible standard to live under, and so they feel worthless if they don't get the million likes and the million follows and everything else. And it's like, you're worried about what all these people think about you that have never met you, never seen you, never even talked to you, so they have no idea who you are, and vice versa, but somehow they occupy space in your head. It blows my mind. That's why it's like, Instagram's the only thing I do, because it's like, it's cool, it's pictures. But it's like, majority of people, I'm like, if it gets into politics or if it gets into like a super biased opinion, I'm like, I don't say anything. And that's how I think it should be too. It's like, just because you disagree, it's like, I don't have to, you know, I'm not married to my ideas, and that's where I'm going to go pissed and jump on your post and be like, no, I totally fucking disagree with you. If you disagree with you, have the nuts and just be like, hey, I disagree. I don't got to fucking say nothing to him. You don't got to say nothing to me. We could get along in other, like, so many other ways, but everybody always defines it by that one thing they disagree on, defines a relationship. And that's, it's weird to me. But that's all come with social media. You know, and you know Sacramento, Don. It's the most ethnically diverse city in the country. You already know it, dude. So it's like growing up, it's like I had no idea what racism was until I was a fucking adult. You know, and it's like that shit is taught. That is not inherent. That is stupid, ignorant motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. It starts at the home, bro. I mean,
accountability.
You know,
dog.
What? I'll tell you what, man, because, like, you know, even though we got 3 minutes left here, real quick, I'll tell you real quick, man. When I moved out to the Midwest 21 years ago, dude, I know I ran into personal ignorance, but you know what? It could be changed because I see it changing for the better out here. It's starting to become more diverse and people, you know, learning to be more acceptable. And so it's a good thing, but on social media, there's nobody policing it, man. So I'm down with what you had to say. You know, I don't give a crap. I think they could give away, you know, shut down Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. It don't matter. If it takes doing that to create a better place for the kids for the future, man, I agree with you wholeheartedly. On that note,
well,
man,
think about how much time that shit fucking takes up of these children, you know what I mean? Doesn't matter what social media it is or TV shows or whatever it is. Think about how much time that actually takes up of these kids' days when they could be learning shit. You know, they're supposed to be sponges, dude. Like, I wish that, you know, I was this way 25 years ago. I wish I had the drive to learn the way I do now, you know?
Yeah. It's true. You know? Man, I look at it, I don't know, man. It's just, we'll have to take
it away,
this up
fucking burn it all. Get rid of fucking social media. Let everybody have conversations face to face. See how many tough guys there are. Mm-hmm. See how many smart people there are. And let's see how many people actually have to bust out Google to get a fucking answer. Like, oh, you just gave me the fucking dictionary definition. Guess what? Then you probably only looked at it one way, shape, or form. You got to fucking research just a little bit more. It's like all you got to do is scroll down to like half the page and you'll get a good chunk of the information. But people just read the headlines and they all of a sudden think they got the fucking answer. It's retarded. It's like, okay, so you got a fucking PhD. What, you know more than this scientist? You know more than this fucking biologist? It's like, so, tell me, by what credentials and extensive amount of experience can you fucking vouch for those?
Right? Oh, so eloquently put. You know, we got 60 seconds before we're going to kick off live radio here. Once again, I just want to thank you brothers for saving the show, making the show, and creating the show. I appreciate you in life, man. Much love, much respect.
Thank you, my brother. Yeah, that's a pleasure, like
thank
always.
You.
You know. Much love, Don.
Hey, much love. Till next week. Peace.
Peace, love, and chicken grease.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was mystical. A little off topic, a little fun, a little whatever. You know, I gotta enjoy life too once in a while, and I do each and every week. My mystical. And on that note, good day. God bless.
Yeah. Yeah.